Welcome back to The Black Sheep,
a podcast by Afrojack.
If you haven't been delusional at least once in your fucking life,
maybe this podcast is not for you. Hello, hello, hello. We are back with our monthly episodes of The Sheep in Wolf Clothing. Our monthly occurrence, can we say that?
Yes.
Yeah. Where we sort of like share a little step forward that we have taken out of our comfort zones.
Yes.
For today, I would like to talk about something that it literally just ended. Okay? I just got home from that.
Yes, okay? Sir.
Which was the end of a course that I was taking online that had like the final lessons in presence. It was a course about the music business. Okay?
Yeah.
And during the final moment, so today, we had to pitch a managed project by ourselves to an experienced audience, basically.
Yeah.
There were like four, like big shit managers, you know.
Uh-huh.
Like some of them they all had like management agencies, so they were not like from labels, like music labels, like Universal and stuff. They were like
independent.
Exactly. Independent management teams with management agencies that work with specific artists. Very few, actually, I discovered. That's like they don't have a lot of clients. They just have like two or maybe three because they cannot follow that.
Because they're pretty successful clients, I guess.
Yeah, of course. They're pretty successful clients. And also, it is very difficult to manage that many people when you are like a little enterprise.
Okay, of course.
You know, because otherwise conflict of interest can't start getting in the job. You know, people start saying, oh, you're doing this with this artist, but you're not looking at me. What about me? What am I doing? So it's a very time-consuming job.
Yeah.
Okay, so you cannot dedicate yourself to that many people. You just have to, like, you know, make a list of priorities and a priorities of people. Okay, I was fucking terrified when I tell you I was literally shitting myself. First of all, my procrastination, of course, clearly made it possible for me to arrive at 1 a.m. of this, like, last night that I was still making the presentation.
Damn. You know,
I did not have the time to rehearse the shit once.
Okay.
And it was all on me. It was totally, totally my fault, you know? Because like I was like, you know what, I think I'm gonna go out. I had like a sort of party yesterday from
of course you did.
7 p.m. I was like, you know what, I'm not finished with the project, but let me go out and drink. I think it will be useful. But in the end, it turned out good.
I have for to your say. Creative mind.
Exactly. I was like, you know what, let me freestyle. Let me prepare the ukulele. I've been thinking about this project for so long. Like, okay, there is not, you can talk. You have the language skills, okay?
It's not confidence, that's all you need.
Probably the first, since we had to, there were four people we had to present the shit to.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to repeat the stuff four times. So it was like a one-to-one interaction with these people. So I was like, you know what? The worst thing that can happen is that the first one, you're gonna bomb it.
Yeah.
Because you don't have like a speech, you don't know where to start, you don't know where things to skip, maybe. But the other three are gonna go good because you're gonna get better at it.
You get used to it.
Exactly.
You also realize how much time you actually have, I guess.
Exactly. Very few time. Mm. We had 10 minutes. I could not finish the project once.
That's frustrating.
I just couldn't. It was very frustrating, honestly. A lot of the people were frustrated. But again, I have to say, I fucking slayed it.
Of course.
Like, I have to say, the confidence with which I started talking to them.
Yeah.
It was, like, surprising to me. Also, because I have said this before on the podcast, that I tend to black out in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I pretend they are my friends. They're very friendly people. And then I just go on autopilot mode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just like, okay, just talk. Just go. Just go. Something is going to come out of your mouth because you cannot stop talking. And it was, I think it was successful, honestly. I think it was a successful experience. And I'm so happy about it because my success was not given for granted. okay? Yeah. Because these people could very well be shitty people. You know, the music industry is full of shitheads.
Yeah, I don't think they would have agreed to do something like that, though, if it was just for them to be shitty.
Yes.
Do you know if they were actually shitty with any of the other people that presented with you?
No, they were not shitty. They were very... First of all, they were paid, probably, so that's part of the job. One of them was kind of distracted, but I think it's that because he got ADHD. Okay, like, he couldn't, like, stand still.
Uh-huh.
For a second, and actually, a lot of the people of my colleagues in this course, they had to they brought something to listen to, you know.
Okay.
They brought like a single or something for their artist, and I did not, and I was the first person in like in the sequence of people that had to present that was bringing up an artist and did not have anything to listen. So I think that the person was also not very much involved in the discourse at the beginning,
okay,
because I did not make him listen to anything.
Yeah.
You know? But I think like as the project went on, I could sort of like grasp his attention. But at the beginning, it was sort of like, you know, moving around, looking outside of the window. And it was like, okay, dude, I'm talking to you. I'm literally
yeah,
you when I want to one interaction.
It's exactly. It's one to one.
Exactly. No, not good. But the other one were actually captivated. They were very kind. They gave me some suggestions on how to, you know, interpret the concept in a different way, or how could you apply this to, you know, not for an artist, but to make an event, for example.
Yeah.
Some of them suggested. So
did you know, sorry.
Tell me. No,
did you know it was going to be these people at the end since the beginning, or
yes.
Did you? Okay.
Yes, I did, but I actually was terrified at the beginning because I did not know them. I did not know what was their way of approaching the others in general.
Okay.
Like, if we are having an interaction like this, how are you going to behave? Are you very friendly? Do you want me to be very formal? I didn't know how to interact with them. I was not sure. You know, when like,
yeah,
you are going up to a stranger, literally, and you have to convince them of something. It doesn't work like that. Like, it's very difficult to understand how to approach them correctly.
Yeah. Well, that was a learning lesson.
Yeah, but in the end, I have to say, I don't know if they were faking it. If they were faking it, I would be pissed, because they can act very well. But but in the end, yes. The organizer of the course, on the other hand,
could have done better.
Yeah, she was a liar.
Oh.
Like, she, like, especially because what I understood about the music business in general, and I think that's the biggest outtake that I had from this course, is that they are not interested of letting you in.
Mm.
Like, they are very exclusive.
The monopoly is good.
It's an oligopoly, actually.
Yeah.
But it's a sort of like a monopoly of the people.
Yeah,
people.
It's like the, yeah, only, yeah, exactly. Just few people.
Exactly. And they have no intention, even if you could be a resource, even if you are literally in front of them, displaying your creativity to them and saying and demonstrating to them that you can actually work in the business. It's just that they're not going to offer you anything. They're not interested in, they don't want to help you. They are not moved by compassion, actually. They just, but I think that's because they fought a lot.
Mm-hmm.
To be where they are, and they don't want to give it away.
Yeah,
there's a lot
that
of things
would also,
that, yes,
that would also mean dividing the money with you in a way.
Exactly.
Instead, the fewer people, the more money is concentrated, and you get more. But then, as soon as someone else joins the scene, then it's someone that you have to share everything with. Yeah.
Not good. So I did not feel very welcomed in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was like an occasion exactly to do that, like to be welcomed in the world. But that's it.
Do you
think
you're going to have a follow-up from this experience, or is it just this?
What do you mean follow-up? Like another course or a follow-up?
No,
with
not
them?
Like another course. But do you think like with this final project, you're going to have the chance to interact with these people again, or that was it?
I think that was it, But when my project will skyrocket to the sky, they will go, oh, I remember you.
Yeah, that's
and I was
good,
like,
good
yeah,
for them.
I remember you, bitch.
Exactly, good for them.
No, but they were very kind, actually. I'm just being a little bitchy here. You know, they were very kind. It was a great experience. It was a good experience. They were helpful.
Okay.
The organizer, no, but they were helpful,
they
specifically.
Were helpful.
The four of them were good.
Okay.
What about you? What did you do this month?
So, I actually had a little mental breakdown. When was it? Now I would say a week ago, almost. Like,
yeah.
So, I had to do something that I always wanted to learn how to do and sort of master at one point. And I finally had the chance to do that because I was like, I never had an excuse to do them. And they are quite time consuming, so I never prioritize learning and mastering that. But I finally got to the point where for a uni project, I had to create a vlog, an 8-minute long vlog. And that was the only requirement of the assignment. It just had to be a vlog and it had to be 8 minutes long. So I could do it on anything I wanted. And because we just had a little holiday for Easter, I decided to do my vlog on my journey from Amsterdam to Turin by plane.
Cute.
And that is because I hate flying. So that was kind of getting out of my comfort zone.
Why?
I hate traveling by plane for some reason. Traveling in general, for some reason, always stressed me out. I'm getting now more of a hand of it because I had to do it so much lately. I often have to get on a plane and go back home. So I do it a few times a year now. But I just don't like it. It gives me so much anxiety. I always
it's
feel
stressful,
like the worst
honestly.
Is going to happen. I need to get to the airport super early, check that my gate actually exists. Because what if everyone has been lying to me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never know. You've got to make sure that it exists. And then
double check
you're
always.
Sweaty and stressed. And yeah, so
and
I
also,
don't
let's
really...
be honest. Let's be honest. I still today am afraid that the plane is going to crash.
Yes.
Like every
and,
time
like,
I'm
there's
like...
such little chance, honestly.
Like you're looking outside of the window and you're like, I'm literally floating in air.
Yeah.
I could very well drop. You know?
Yeah, literally. Like sometimes when I'm looking outside of the window, I'm like, we're just floating in the air. I don't know. It's just, I don't want to think about it right now. So
okay.
That is one thing. And
go
I decided
on.
To, why not record the whole thing? So, I made sure, like, since I prepared my luggage to when I actually got in my room in Turin, I recorded most of the things. And then it came the day that I finally had to vlog. And to be honest, you said at the beginning of this episode that you procrastinated your project until the very last hours, pretty much. I don't usually do that, but for some reason, I did procrastinate this vlog. First, because I had the deadline 4 days after my flight. So that was my timeline to record, edit. The whole process had to be done within 4 days. And that was very doable. I could have done the recording at the second day, you know.
But
and
why?
Then if something go, because I always have to assume that something is going to be wrong. You are going to have some problems along the way and you don't want those problems to arise last minute because you're already stressing about time. You don't need to stress about anything else. Everything has to be smoothly. But I want to take precautions. I want to make sure that I have time for problems because I'm not really, really good at problem solving in stressful situations. This is what I know about myself. For some reason, I decided to procrastinate this thing because I'm like,
it's
I had confidence.
It's the perfectionism in you.
I made the silly mistake of being confident in myself. And I left it for the very last day. So I was like, yeah, it's going to be smoothly. You're going to do the whole thing and submit it. And you'll even be earlier than the deadline. So I finished the whole thing. I edit. I put the music on, subtitles, zoom in, zoom out. Modify the filters and everything. Add every nice effect that can make the whole 8-minute vlog, which is so long, Like, I was bored at one point. I had to watch that thing so many times. But anyways, it was done. And then what happens is I try to save the file. And I was so proud of myself. I was really like, wow, you did it. You did this very nice vlog. It's the first time you did it. You can be proud of yourself. I try to save it. And then I will post a picture of this. Suddenly, it all goes red and says, media file is not supported.
No.
And you could hear my voice. You can see the subtitles. You can hear the music. But you couldn't see the image. The video
is like the basic, the most important part.
It's the part of the vlog, literally. I was in shock. Like, it took me, I think I was really desperate for a second. For 2 hours, I was just like, what the hell? Of course, like, immediately trying to figure it out. I immediately texted my, not my supervisor, let's say my teacher, to like, you know, does this happen often? Is there any way that you know how to figure this out? And I tried what she recommended me, but it didn't work. And then my laptop was just boiling, like, you know, it was about it was a rocket, it was so loud, it was ready to take off, and I it didn't have any space on my laptop memory anymore, nothing in the iCloud. So it was really just tragic. I was really like, what the fuck, like, this cannot be happening.
That's always a very common common problem that happens even when we were like recording this podcast for the first time to be posted on platforms. I had some problems with, because the files, once you make the all the editing and stuff, whether it's an audio or a video, it has to be sort of like compressed, I think.
Exactly.
Like in a format that is that you can send to other people, or you can upload, basically. And sometimes that's like the most risky part, because they could be very well compressed, but sometimes they compress it in the wrong way, or your computer is not able to compress it in the right way, so it fucks it all up, basically.
Exactly.
Which is what happened to you, basically.
Pretty much. So that was it. I wasn't able to submit the vlog in time. But it was okay because my teacher saw that it was done. It just could, and I had recorded 1 minute and a half of it. But then I was like, oh yeah, no, it's going to be fine. I can just save it. I'm not bothered to record 8 minutes on my phone. So if I had done that, I could have submitted something at least. But I could only submit 1 minute and a half, which is what I had. And then I had to redo the whole thing.
Like whole editing?
Yeah, the whole vlog. I started from scratch again. And it really mentally took me 3 days to recover. Like, I, again, procrastinated it because I was really, like, I was sick of it. I really couldn't believe that I had wasted so much time on something. I was so proud of it. And it was done, over. But then after Easter, like, so 1 week later than the deadline, I did submit it. I made pretty much the same vlog. Like, I didn't change many things. But I was still very proud of it. Maybe it was nicer because I got the hang of it. So I will definitely do more vlogs. I recently did one. It was very dumb. It was just me going to the supermarket, but I had fun with it. So I'm happy that I've
got... So you're like moving, like continuing to do that?
I'm not, like, I haven't done more, but I think occasionally I will try and do more of that format because it's fun. And it's a nice way to just capture moments and have a summary of them, you know?
Yeah. How long did it take?
The editing?
Yeah,
not longer than it takes me to do an episode. So it's like, I would say for 8 minutes it took me, because it was my first time, I would say a couple of hours, which is a lot. It's really the thing that the more you do it, the faster you get.
Yeah.
And it really depends on how organized you are in keeping your files, because you can even number them in the order that then you're gonna put them together. Exactly. And then you get a hand of that, and you realize what is useful for you, what your format is, and it becomes easier and easier. So it's the more you do, the better you get at it. And that's what I want to do. I'm quite happy with my vlog. I might post it on our Instagram, actually, now
you
that
should.
I think about
you
it
should,
it's not that good, but I'm proud of it. And so that was it. I think the only bad thing was really my procrastination, which had, like, every time I procrastinate, it's when things don't go smoothly. I hate it.
Yeah.
It was really shocking.
At the same time,
shocking.
You have a story to tell today. So yes, thank you, procrastination.
Yeah, I guess you can say that.
But at the same time, you manage it good. Don't be so hard on yourself.
You're right.
Like, it could have happened on the second day, of course, but it could have been also a lot bigger. Like,
true.
At the end, like, you started over in a couple of hours. You were exhausted afterwards, but, you know, that's just, like, what happens with duty. Like, you have to do that for, like, you have to, you must. There is no other option, so you just have to do it and deal with it. But at the end, it was a great day for you.
Yeah.
Go queen. You have like a vlog of 8 minutes on your portfolio now.
Thank you. Yeah, my family, like our family passed it around at the table. They kind of wanted to look at it. And I was like, damn, 8 minutes is really, really long. Like to make something that is entertaining and it's
like
8 minutes long.
All of them watched it, like singularly.
Not all of them, but a few people passed it around to watch it. And I also wanted feedback from them, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just long because now I'm used to 20 seconds clip and that's a lot. So to keep the attention of someone for 8 minutes is quite harsh. Like that takes
a lot of
changes in the frame. So it's interesting. It's interesting.
Queen of editing. Like do another one.
Definitely. I'll do one for us.
You know what? I think, I've been thinking about this like for a couple of weeks now. Since you mentioned the fact of taking, I want to say like a creative risk, but you know, like standing in front of something that you have to create from scratch is actually on every level. Either you are like the best artist in the world or it's the most dumbest shit ever. Like I'm going to make like a draw with a pen, you know?
Yeah.
You're like there and like, wait, what do I start? What do I want to do? It's kind of frightening, you know? And I think that's what in escape the procrastination. You have fear of judgment. You have fear that it's going to be shitty. And so you procrastinate because you think you are going to avoid it eventually, but you cannot.
Exactly.
And I've been thinking it's such a very dumb thing. I'm feeling so stupid because I mentioned it. I want to like cancel my like whole Instagram profile and make another one.
Really? How come?
Yeah. Because I think that my profile does not
match
me. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't match me anymore.
Okay.
Like for the way that I wanna express, because lately like Instagram felt a lot like a cage, like more of a place where you are watched rather than a platform where you can connect or you can share. Actually, like it sort of feels like you, when you are posting something, you're like, okay, people might like this, or like they are observing you, you know. Take TikTok, for example. You don't know these people. And you're just like, they appear on your phone and they share something that is actually something that you can relate to because the algorithm works that way. But in the end, like, it's genuine. It's more genuine, the connection that you have with the content. And there you're just like, look at me. I think, guys, you might like this. While, I don't know. So I want to erase it and start a whole new one. You know, I don't even want people that follow me now to continue following me.
Uh-huh.
Like I want to be more free. I want to like post dumb stuff. I want to post a wall that I see on the street because I like it. And I don't want to have to think, okay, this post is not going to get any like, you know. I think it's freeing.
It is, for sure. Try that. Definitely. Maybe you'll have it for another episode.
After I close this the recording session, I will erase it and make another one.
Okay, let's do that. Love that.
So what did we learn, I think, this month? What do you think we learned this month?
I think that once again, just challenging yourself, it's very freeing at the end. Like it's really just about getting out there and then you actually find out that as long as you try, then it's fine.
What I would like to say is don't overthink. It's just go through it like randomly and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's on their own. So it's really, no one's really looking at you, I feel like.
Yeah, exactly. They don't care. They're going to forget about you. Like, do you remember about like every interaction you had in your life?
Exactly.
No. Absolutely not.
That's very freeing as well, for sure.
Yeah. And also, there is no person on earth that you can, like, interact with that knows everything, has everything under control. So even if you're like you did, like presenting something that you are making and you're afraid, like I want to like feedback and something, do not take anything too personal, you know, because like if you make that, you know that, like if they don't get it, maybe it's not for them. Like there is always like a lot of things that you have to take into consideration before deciding if something is good or not.
Yeah, I agree.
Per.
Wonderful. Well, after that, I would say long live the ship.
And until next week,
Bye.
bye.